are listening to WUVT FM Blacksburg.
Thank you. To the shore, part of the ocean, the stars high above, part of the sky. Now I drift to you, I dream of a water so blue, wish I could live there. Wish you were, wish you were, wish you were. The air that I breathe, you'll always be there. The wings that I need when I wanna fly. Now I drift to you, I dream of. I could live there.
Millions in Europe and Asia are going hungry and facing actual starvation. Therefore, it's up to us, the best-fed nation in the world, to tighten our belts. We can share a meal and save a life. And here's how. Buy only as much bread and other wheat products as you really need. Use rice, fats, and oils sparingly. Don't waste any food. Turn in your used fats and oils at the food store promptly. Plant a garden and raise as much of your family's food as you can. You are saving food for those who desperately need it when you buy less, especially when you use up those leftovers.
Would you come with me? Can't close the door. This world is wishes, and it got me for sure. Don't look inside like millions before. You might walk in there as we're closing the door. Say how you are. Thank you.
Thank you. Copyright law?
Yes.
In a unanimous decision today, the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court.
That works really well. That's the I don't know if they've slowed this time. Well, maybe we should.
Try doing that. Yeah.
You need to have a lawyer.
The U.S. Supreme Court gave humorists broad rights to parody copyrighted songs. issue in the case was a rap version of the Roy Orbison song.
I know I ain't much, but you can have me for free.
And the company refused to license Crew to
Live Crew.
And Luther liked it.
In particular.
And he laughed.
And the company refused to license Two Live Crew to use the song. When the rap group went ahead anyway, Acuff Rose sued, claiming the parody was not in good taste and undermined the worth of the original.
Nasty as they want to be.
The Supreme Court ruled unanimously that parodists have broad rights under federal copyright law to make fun of original works without getting permission from the copyright owner. Writing for the court, Justice David Souter said that even though a parody is commercial, it still may be protected from having to get copyright permission, since federal law specifically exempts criticism and comment from copyright requirements.
So, it all goes to prove that art is wonderful and you can learn from it in any genre.
Old Pretty Woman.
I trust that you can live with temporary happiness.
We'll play ball with you.
The lawyers I'll unleash on your contract as soon as this conversation is over should wipe that smile off your face.
Don't sue us.
Don't. Oh, please don't sue us.
Because of dilatory practices, any average person cannot go to court to get their grievances redressed because it's too expensive.
Should wipe that smile off your face.
You have discovery processes that are so long and laborious and expensive for a medium-sized claim, it's just not worth it to go to court.
So what are you looking to do?
And that's really a shame. We need to change the practice so that those people can have their day in court. Not the fancy, high-profile cases, but the average Joes who really need help.
I want to look for some consultation what I should do here.
Go on.
Because they'll probably have lawsuits against me.
I would expect so, yeah.
Right.
I don't handle cases like that.
Whether parody is in good taste or bad should not matter, said Souter, adding that First Amendment protections do not apply only to those who speak clearly, whose jokes are funny, and whose parodies succeed.
Hello, Dead Dog Records.
And when he explained the nature of the project, I said, the odds of you getting approval to use masters or approval to use parody lyrics or medleys are going to be extremely low.
Right.
So unless you're doing just straight covers, the project would not likely get off the ground.
Right, but is it possible in any way then to sue you people?
No.
You, I'm asking you for help.
No, who, me?
Yes.
Why, you want to sue me?
You really can't sneeze without having to call a lawyer.
What's that with me?
Well, I'm asking you for help, and maybe I could sue for punitive damages that you're giving me.
I'm giving you?
Yes.
Me?
Yes.
What did I do to you?
Well, punitive damages here.
I'm a lawyer. What did I do to you?
We're so regulated as a society, you really can't sneeze without having to call a lawyer.
Hey, well, you want to sue me?
Well, why not?
The second problem is regulation. We're so regulated as a society, you really can't sneeze because of the laws and regulations passed by state, local, and the federal government.
Canada's number one radio station for 50 plus.
WUBT.
So damn sexy in those tights.
Cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
So this is your wonder drug?
Yes. Three doses. And that's the absolute limit.
Why?
Three is dangerous enough. Four would kill you.
Information.
unconventional.
I sometimes think he's not human.
Thank you.
WUBT-FM.